Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right, it is a big day for travel in the country, around the world, really, when you consider how many people have been shut out of travel to the United States. The Biden administration has lifted the ban on 33 banned countries, including the UK and much of Europe. Brazil was there, South Africa as well. But they're allowed to travel now. They're allowed to spend their tourism dollars in the United States. They haven't been able to do that for a long, long time. The Commerce Secretary was here in Chicago saying the United States is reopened for business. We're going to talk briefly here with the president of the American Travel Association. And then I want to take your calls. Are you ready to travel now overseas? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. We'll take your calls in just a few minutes. But first, let's say hello to Roger Dow. Roger, I would imagine the corks are popping on the champagne right now.
We're popping champagne, and it's a great day. She's absolutely right. Opening up the U.S. is 600 days overdue, but we're ready to welcome travelers from all over the place, and a lot are coming to Chicago.
You know, it's funny. I think, really, if you had asked maybe 6 of 10 people, 7 of 10, if we had a ban on people from Europe coming here, I don't know that they would have known that that's been the case. But, I mean, it has been a remarkably long prohibition, even though we've been able to go to Europe for months and months and months.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for the U.S. We're just thrilled it's here now. But the numbers are huge. The pent-up demand is phenomenal. You're telling me that bookings are up 600-700%.
We're talking to Roger Dow, the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. So obviously the travel industry benefits from this, but how big of an impact and how quick of an impact do you think there'll be? I mean, we've lost the big tourist season.
Well, we've lost the summer tour season, but there's an awful lot of people that will come in for business and visiting friends and relatives. Think of it. For 600 days, people who have relatives in Europe and all around the world haven't been able to see them. I've got friends that have missed their ailing parents. So you're going to get a lot of holiday traffic out of this. It's going to be, I hope we can handle all the volume.
And we've known for a while this date was coming. I'm assuming the airlines and others are up to speed and doing what they need to do to get it done?
Yeah, we were notified in September by the White House and the administration, and so the airlines are getting all the capacity they can, and I would say in another month or so, they'll be up to full speed. The planes are full. I'm just now here in New York with the president of British Airways, and he just flew on the first flight that was totally full.
Yeah, you know, I took a group to Ireland last month, Roger, and it was half filled. And because it was just Americans who were tourists. We were all tourists, but we could go to Ireland and come back. The Irish could not come here. So I would imagine there are going to be some empty seats getting filled up pretty quickly. You talked about the impact here in Chicago. What do you see?
I see in Chicago one big business, but there's so many families in Chicago that have relatives around the world. It's such an international city from a residence standpoint. So I think you're going to see a big holiday season in Chicago. And then, of course, the springtime will be a monster, as will summer.
We're already planning trips to Scotland and to Madrid and Paris next year. So what comes next then? Let me try to find the dark cloud here, Roger. Does this mean airfares are going to be going up? Or they were slashed early and then kind of climbed to pre-pandemic levels anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, airfares are right now about where they were in 2019. And if you look at some things, they're higher than that these days when you go to this grocery store. So hopefully it's going to be high volume and the airfares will stay reasonable. And by reasonable, I mean where they are right now.
Roger Dow is with us. He's the boss at the U.S. Travel Association. I keep reading that there's a shortage of pilots or there's a shortage of flight attendants, things like that. A, is that true? And B, will that come into play now?
You've just seen one of the airlines just announced that they're going to pay overtime for all their flight attendants and pilots who will work through the holidays. It's a bit of a problem if you bring them all back. And it's also a problem with getting people for the restaurants and the hotels. There's a labor challenge we've got to fill, and we will fill, but we're going to have to work hard to get these people all back to work.
You know, I don't want to keep bringing up my own personal experience, but when I was in Ireland, we had to show our vaccination card to get into restaurants and to get into some pubs and things like that. I don't see those restrictions around here, so it should be a little welcoming anyway, just how long it'll take to get your meal or get your bill when you're done, maybe.
Well, let's hope you get someone else to pick up your bill. They should if they've got any brains. But it's a great place. Well, I can't wait to get back there.
Well, wait, when's the next time you're in Chicago, Roger? You can stop by.
Next month. And I'm going to meet the CEO of British Airways right now, so I've got to run.
All right, listen, I know it's a busy, big day for you, and I do appreciate you taking the time to join us. Be well. We'll talk again.
Love your city. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Roger Dow, the CEO of the American Travel Association. I mean it. Are you ready to jump on a plane and travel to Europe? I did. It felt fine. Our number is 312-981-7200. You can send a text, but we always prefer the phone calls. 312-981-7200. And does it help now that your children are being vaccinated? Does that make you more inclined to travel, not just overseas, but around the country? You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Chicago's very own WGN. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this beautiful Monday afternoon in, where are we here? The 8th of November. Fantastic. Okay, so the issue on the table is whether or not you're ready to travel or to go overseas. I guess we always could go overseas, but how about the fact that your kids now could be vaccinated? Are you more likely to hit the skies? A texter says, my kids and I are not jabbed and still travel anywhere we want. Okay, keep your mask on, please. Hey, Kathy is on a phone line, and Kathy, I'm celebrating on your behalf. How are you?
To you, but anyway, just landed on American Airlines from London. I'm a flight attendant, and we had a completely full flight, and the passengers were excited. They were clapping when I made a little announcement. They brought us some treats because they were so excited to be back to traveling, and it was a great flight, and very excited. They were really excited to be back in Chicago for business, family, etc.
Well, who wouldn't want to come to the city of Chicago? That's what I say, Kathy.
Yes.
So
it's very exciting for us because, you know, the flights have been, you know, pretty empty for 2 years.
Right.
And also on another point, yes, my company is paying us overtime for a time period of working during the holidays.
So what does that mean? You work your regular hours but get bonus pay?
Yes, yes.
Oh, fantastic. So you know where to send the card here to Chicago's Afternoon News, right?
And I also love listening to you on my two-hour rides home from the, you know, from O'Hare to the city during traffic.
Well, I'm so glad you do, Kathy, and I'm glad you're busy in the skies. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah. Now go take a nap, will you?
Okay. Oh, I know. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. That's Kathy, a flight attendant, just landed from the UK. The flights have been going, but it's been only Americans on them until today. So a bunch of happy Brits clapping along with Kathy. Okay, we've got more calls to get to. 312-981-7200 is a telephone number. We will continue the conversation right after we check in with Lauren to look at the news, weather, traffic, and all that.
Just landed on American Airlines from London. I'm a flight attendant, and we had a completely full flight. And the passengers were excited. They were clapping when I made a little announcement. They brought us some treats because they were so excited to be back to traveling. And it was a great flight.
I love that. The passengers bringing treats to the flight attendants. European travel from Europe by Europeans is now allowed under the Biden administration, not just much of Europe, but 33 countries as well. So the question on the table is, are you more likely to travel now, not just overseas, but domestically? Jill Biden at the top of the show was talking about the first polio vaccine in 1954, not 84, as someone said. And kids are getting vaccinated now, so presumably travel is safer, especially on airplanes. Are you more likely to jump on a plane now than you were, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago? On a phone line now is Bob. Bob, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for taking my call. So I'm planning, I've already booked I'm going to spend February in Sicily at a town called Tia Marina.
Nice.
And then from there, I'm going to go to Valencia, Spain, and spend a month there. That's the month of March. And then April, I'm going to spend the month in Paris.
Wow, that is fantastic. Yeah, go ahead.
I was in Greece, I think it was August the 1st, for a week on a cruise on the Greek Isles.
Uh-huh.
And there was no problem there, and I'm fully vaccinated. And so that's my plan to do.
So, Bob, are you just retired and you just move over there months at a time, or what's the situation there?
Okay, yes, I am retired for a while, and I planned this, what I wanted to do. And I've had VRBOs in Paris. I've had VRBOs in Italy, and I'm very comfortable with them, and that's what I'm doing. I'm single. And what I'm doing, though, is announcing to friends and family and, hey, just if you want to come on over, each one of my VRBOs has the ability to take another, say, a couple.
Uh-huh.
And I have a full apartment with cooking facilities. I'm a really good cook, and I'm going to just enjoy myself. And
well, good for you.
And then the following year, I'm going to Argentina, and I'm going to learn a tango.
I want to tell you.
I mean it.
I don't doubt it. This is a little off topic, but that is my goal. My dream retirement, Sharon and I, is we want to live in a different foreign city or foreign country for a month a year. You know, stay here in the Chicago area, but just for a month or so. But I don't mean to pry. It takes real courage, I think, to travel alone. So talk to me a little bit about, not to travel alone, but to live alone in a foreign place for a month at a time. Tell me a little bit about your brains there.
Well, I'm comfortable with it. I mean, I used to belong to the Sierra Club, and I backpacked all over the United States and been in the mountains, with just one other person. And so I'm not afraid. I'm just simply looking forward to it. I'm going to immerse myself in, where the neighborhood I'm going to be in, and they could call me the old American guy that came over for a month.
How old are you, Bob?
But I am 79. I just turned 79 the 1st of October.
Someone just texted, says, what is, I think they meant a VRBO, and that's vacation rental by owner, right? And so, is there any other organization that helps you get acquainted, or you just find the spot and just go plop yourself down and live there?
Well, it's interesting. What I did was I belong to a Facebook organization on Sicilian cooking.
Uh-huh.
And the members are from all over the world. And so I said, I'm planning to go to Sicily. I really want to go to see the history, because you're talking about you have the Etruscans, the Greeks, and the Romans there. So where should I stay? And I would say it was 90% of all the Sicilian people that responded said Teo Marina. They said it's the most beautiful town, and it's right on, it's on the eastern seaboard. And so I simply asked. I have an email into Peter Greenberg, because I'm about to book my planes. Uh-huh. And some people recommended to fly, say, American. I have a couple of 100,000 miles of points for American. And they said fly to Rome and then use a regional carrier and do that separately, and then take a regional carrier to Valencia, and then take a train from Valencia up to Paris and fly back from Paris at the end of the 90 days.
Bob, you're an inspiration. Fantastic. I love your idea. I wish you the best.
Thank you. I'll let you know after I come back.
Please do. Keep us updated. Bob, the World Traveler. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. When we come back, we are going to head to Naperville, a tragic story after the Astor World crushing the deaths. Two people from Naperville are among the eight killed. So Mike Lowe will give us the latest from there in just a couple of minutes. First, Mary's got a look at the weather and traffic.